Hello, I'm Ken DeLuke, and welcome to the Turning Point Podcast, the bi-weekly program that features interesting people from all walks of life, addresses the concerns and events from the movers and shakers in your community, and provides a forum for you, the listener, to ask questions and share what keeps you up at night. To ask a question, please leave a voicemail at 312-866-7174. That's 312-866-7174, or leave an email at theturningpointpodcast.com. That's theturningpointpodcast.com. Now, your host is Mohammed Fahim, a candidate for the United States U.S. House of Representatives in the 8th District of Illinois. Mr. Fahim.
Thank you for the introduction, Ken. And if you could please introduce our guest for tonight.
Today's guest is Evelyn Sanguinetti. She served as the 47th Lieutenant Governor for the state of Illinois, becoming the first Latina Lieutenant Governor in United States history. And most recently, the Executive Director of the Hope Fair Housing Center. In her 20 plus years of public service, Evelyn has earned a reputation of being an impactful coalition builder, problem solver, and change agent. It is now my great privilege to introduce to you Evelyn Sanguinetti. Mr. Fahim.
Thank you, Ken. And Evelyn, welcome to the Turning Point Podcast. Thank you very much for coming on and speaking with us. How are you today?
Wonderful. And thank you for the invitation, Fahim. I'm very excited for this discussion.
Well, we try to keep it a little bit light and bring out the human side of the guest in this podcast. And let's dive right into it. Okay. So growing up, you had some big challenges. Can you kind of walk me through what was the most challenging thing that you faced while you were growing up in Florida, I believe, right?
Right. Well, my story is not your typical story, but it's definitely very American. Many families, I come from a family of immigrants and refugees. So my mother was from Fidel Castro's Cuba, and the reason for leaving that country was oppression. They wanted freedom. And my dad is from Ecuador, and their reason for leaving is to live the American dream, afford an education, afford a home, and so on. And both of my parents met as young teenagers in Hialeah, Florida. Mm-hmm. I came shortly thereafter. Mom chose to have me and keep me when she was just 15 years of age.
Wow.
So when you start thinking about setbacks, what I remember growing up, because I was in an underserved community, I remember that my parents really wanted me to start school so that I could learn English and help my non-English speaking family to understand things that were coming to them in English, go to doctor's appointments and everything. But I found that, housing was a big issue because my parents were so young. We were moving a lot. Mm-hmm. The constant arguing that I overheard, and I was always worried because my parents, it was the debate whether to put food on the table or to move again. And then, of course, when I started school, I didn't know English. And so I failed the first grade. But those were the challenges that I remember at the beginning. I found my way out through education and through a wonderful hero in my life, who was my mom, Alina.
That's so good to hear. One of the things that I constantly hear, especially, I mean, I came in as an immigrant also, and, the language barrier that we have when we first come in as an immigrant. Obviously, I did not have it because, I went to a Catholic school growing up. And so my English was pretty much there. But for my children, when we started having children, I remember sending my son to preschool. It was a private preschool. And one day I get a note from the teacher saying, hey, you need to speak in English at home. So your son is not following what we are teaching him over here. And I got right up in her face. I went and met with her and said, hey, you know what? I'm sending him to school to learn English. That's your job to teach him. I'm going to talk to him in our local language, which is Urdu, at home, so that the kid gets both languages and learns the culture of where he came from. She had apologized, and life went on from there. So now my son is a practicing attorney. Obviously, he knows English, and he knows not just English; he knows Urdu and Arabic and Spanish.
Wonderful.
One of the things that immigrants bring to the country, which most people are unaware of. What do you think?
Well, it is true. It is true. We are definitely a country of many facets. And so I was born and raised in the Miami area. So, mm-hmm. We were a melting pot. And I believe that enriched me growing up amongst all these cultures and religions and ethnicities. And I thought that it was very good for me, and certainly something that I emphasize with my three children.
So, Evelyn, where did the love for music begin? How did you get into that?
Well, I've always loved the arts. And so as early as I could remember, I would ask my parents for something, either ballet or an instrument. And my mom knew firsthand that, growing up in tough neighborhoods, a good way to keep me at home and off the streets was to get me that instrument. So she got me a used piano. She worked at a factory and made sure that I had something to do with my spare time and not get into trouble. So she also obtained piano lessons for me at the local community center. She would always tell me things like, en este país vas a subir como la espuma, which is, in this country, you're going to rise like the foam. And she always told me that I needed to work hard and study hard, and one day my chance would come. And that chance did come. Soon thereafter, we learned about a high school called the New World School of the Arts. Mm-hmm. And it told all the kids in the region that if you have talent and if they let you in through an audition, that the first 2 years of college would be free of cost. And that for my family was a game changer, because my parents would have been proud to see me graduate from high school, but no one ever thought that we could be able to afford college. So that was a big one.
So that was a magnet school for the arts in Miami, right?
Correct. And that's where my love for school choice comes from, because it was in those classrooms that I was inspired. Remember, I failed the first grade. I felt disinterested and uninspired in my schools growing up. I felt my schools felt the same way about me. But getting to the New World School of the Arts was completely different. I was completely inspired by the faculty. I learned who Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart were. I just loved to learn. And I thought to myself, this must be what the rich kids get in the nice neighborhoods.
So how was that experience now going forward into the university that you later on went into, the Florida International University? How was that experience in the university level?
Well, so I was able to get my first 2 years of college for free. And then I went to Florida International University. I was getting my degree in piano performance. And I remember finishing a recital, playing a sonata by Scarlatti, and going to my lunchroom. And I'd seen a bunch of little kiosks in my lunchroom at the university. And I asked, what's this about? And I was told that it was law schools visiting accredited universities like FIU to recruit law school students. And I said, well, hey, I'm a musician, so have a great day. Thanks for stopping by. Uh-huh. And they told me that musicians do great in law school. And I thought it was the funniest thing. I said, okay, please tell me the correlation between
music and law.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you, they told me, Fahim, they told me, okay, so in law school, you'll be spending 6 to 8 hours in the law library every day. Isn't that what you practice every day in the practice room? I said, that is very true. And then they said, and then, you know, you're preparing to perform in front of an audience. But what do you think you would do in the courtroom? You'd prepare so that you could perform in front of a jury of your peers or a judge. And so, again, this was another situation in life where, am I afraid to take the plunge and pivot? Yes. But through my upbringing and through my mother, I was not, you know, I did not let that deter me. And I went ahead and applied for the John Marshall Law School.
And that's where the pivot happened in your life. Folks, I am speaking with Evelyn Sanguinetti, who is actually running now for the DuPage County Clerk's position. But Evelyn has had a wonderful public life so far. She was at one point the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Illinois. And we are really privileged to have her speak to us on the Turning Point podcast. Evelyn, let me ask you this. You keep on referring to the role of your mother and how important it was for you to have her in your corner. Okay.
Right.
As a mother yourself, what do you most enjoy when you see your kids progressing in life?
Well, I have three children. I have two boys and one girl. And the three of them are so different. And I've enjoyed their differences. And so with my daughter, she didn't fall too far from the tree. She went into music herself. She's a music education major. And my two sons, one went into sports and the other one is very academic, studying economics at a university in Chicago. And I just love talking with them. They are just amazing humans. And I just feel so honored and privileged that, I was able to raise them. And now with COVID, I had them over more. Both of my kids that are in college have chosen to stay home and commute. And that is just such a wonderful gift, to be able to be with young adults like that and have dinners. And our dinners are amazing because we also have Grandpa Fred with us, who's 95, and he passes on, you know, the generational aspect that is so important to families and my children. So honestly, I am blessed.
That's so wonderful to hear. We will be taking a quick break and we'll be right back after the break.
You know, it's been said that life is too short to drink cheap wine. What a better gift than a nice bottle of wine. Now, I know what you're thinking. When I give a gift of that special wine and that special occasion where it's used arises, how will they remember it was from me? Bob the Wine Guy has the answer. Bob the Wine Guy specializes in corporate gifts, wine tasting fundraisers, 19th hole golf tournament gifts, and business referral gifts. He's been celebrating over 25 years of matching wonderful people to their exquisite wines and spirits. When you give the gift of wine, your name or your company's name will be personalized, get this, right on the bottle. So on that special occasion, that lucky recipient will know exactly who helped to make it special. Bob the Wine Guy can be reached at 217-415-0966. That's 217-415-0966. Or check out his website at www.pouritagainsam.com.
Blue Fathoms Television, a new entertainment venue, is located on the Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV. Blue Fathoms TV is the place for vintage movies, television shows, and cartoons from a bygone era. You can also find us on the internet at www.blue6tv.com and on Facebook at Blue Fathoms Television. Enjoy Academy Award-winning films featuring legendary actors. So, please stop by and catch our programming as we are always updating. Blue Fathoms Television, on the Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV platforms.
Do you remember back in the day, and I'm talking about a day before flash drives, MP3s, DVDs, CDs, cassette tapes, and even a time before 8-tracks, there used to be something they called vinyl. Now, in most people's opinion, by far that was the best way to listen to music. I can remember that far back, and I remember I had a black dog. I loved listening to my vinyl albums, me and my black dog. Folks, something extraordinary has happened in Plainfield. 16108 South Route 59, to be exact, they opened the Black Dog Vinyl Cafe. Now, this is a family-owned record store slash cafe. They buy, sell, trade, use vinyl records. And now that vinyl's making a comeback, they also have a selection of new vinyl records. The cafe serves food and has a full bar service featuring Will County's best local breweries, along with wine selections from Plainfield's very own Sable Creek Winery. Folks, if you have that hankering to get that live music vibe, the Black Dog Vinyl Cafe has live music every weekend featuring new artists as well as established veterans. They're open every day of the week, well, with the exception of Mondays and Tuesdays. Come check out the Black Dog Vinyl Cafe, 16108 South Route 59 in Plainfield, Illinois. And folks, try to remember, there was a time back in the day.
Okay, folks, we are back. I'm Mohammed Fahim, and you are tuned into the Turning Point podcast. Guest today is Evelyn Sanguinetti, who is running for the DuPage County Clerk's position. And Evelyn has also been a Lieutenant Governor, I believe the first Latina Lieutenant Governor in the history of the country. Right, Evelyn?
That is correct.
Okay. Let me ask you about your experiences working with Governor Rauner, especially given the fact that Governor Rauner was, 6'4" tall?
Yeah. Okay. I'm 4'11" tall. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember meeting Governor Rauner in, I believe, 2015. And he was in Elk Grove Village at a manufacturing expo that was happening. I was part of the manufacturing expo in Elk Grove, and the governor had visited. And what a wonderful person. We had a long discussion. He was very approachable. And I did not see any kind of an attitude about him. What was your experience like working with Governor Rauner?
Well, I loved being the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Illinois. It was the first election where the gubernatorial candidate got to pick his Lieutenant Governor for the election. And I believe that makes a significant difference, because in times past, the governor didn't necessarily get along with the lieutenant governor because they did not pick each other and they were not in sync. So I thought it was very helpful and clearly a tremendous honor when I was picked by Governor Rauner to be on the ticket. But I believe that what's most interesting about the whole venture is that a lot of people don't realize what it is that statutorily the lieutenant governor must do. Like, did you know, for instance, that the lieutenant governor is in charge of rural affairs? Did you know that the lieutenant governor statutorily is in charge of waterways? And also our military installations, making sure that they don't get shut down anywhere in the state of Illinois, because it means pretty much the demise of the surrounding community should a military installation have to shut down. So those three things were really, for me at the beginning, I was happy to take on these three challenges because I was already a lawyer and I solve problems for a living. So I just loved to take on those three issues and making Illinois work for its residents in those three areas.
You know, I am very, very passionate about service to our veterans. And it really pains me, Evelyn, when I hear or see someone holding up a sign on the roadside saying homeless veteran, please help. Some of them, yeah, may be making it up, but our Veterans Administration and services to the veterans, somehow there seems to be a disconnect over there. What was your experience like?
Well, you know, I enjoyed traveling through all 102 counties based upon my background and the fact that my parents fought long and hard to get to the United States for freedom. My experience in Illinois with veterans was an experience of pure service for them, honor and respect for everything that they did for us. So that was my experience. But it is true. I mean, it pains me to see when a veteran is homeless, for instance, or when a veteran is suffering because they've done so much for us and many times made the ultimate sacrifice. So as Lieutenant Governor, I loved making sure that if there was supposed to be any sort of military base realignment or closure, that most certainly it would not happen in Illinois. But yeah, it does. It pains me to see when our veterans are mistreated, when our veterans are homeless. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm championing a bill alongside a statewide coalition. It's House Bill 2775 that looks to abolish discrimination in the area of housing. Did you know that it is still legal for a landlord to turn away a veteran getting services, a voucher, a HUDVASH it's called, on grounds that the landlord does not feel that that is sufficient or that's good money? And we are advocating for the passage of that bill because it helps our veterans.
You know, that is so important. I mean, you brought up a good point over there, Evelyn, that these people, they have paid, in some cases, the ultimate sacrifice. But even if they have not not died for the sake of the country, they come back and they are scarred. I mean, their souls are scarred. And it really got to me when I would go and see a veteran's job fair, for example. And most of the tables there were taken up by people offering worthless degrees or certificate programs to take advantage of the GI Bill for education. And that still pains me when I see a veteran without a job, or they come back because they had missed the college experience because they were recruited right out of high school. And when they come back, they try to get into college to get that experience back. But at the end of the day, they are not getting a job with those worthless degrees that they are doing in. And that is something that I really want to address as I progress in my civic life, is to make sure that our veterans find the employment that they deserve.
Employment, housing, world-class healthcare, they deserve it.
Yep, they do. And on that thought, let me ask you this. I know that you enjoy motivating and empowering others to achieve their dreams despite adversity. So how was that experience of being part of the guest lecturer series that was sponsored by the Center for American Women and Politics?
Well, you know, I've been doing that sort of work all my life, because I realize that there is still a gender gap in U.S. politics. And so I have worked closely with the Center for Advancement of Women in Politics. I'm also working closely with the Ascend Fund. And it's the same thing. And I do it in a bipartisan way, because I figure that if a sister makes it, a sister makes it. And it doesn't matter if she is Republican or Democrat. So that's always been my mission, to empower women to be all that they could be on their own power. And I've loved doing that sort of work. But then I've also enjoyed going back to my roots. After I served as Illinois' 47th Lieutenant Governor, I was able to be the executive director at Hope Fair Housing, advocating for fair housing opportunities for everyone. Right now, we're celebrating the passage of the Fair Housing Act, and it's this whole month. So I would really like for people to look at what the Fair Housing Act says, and how we constantly, even in the 21st century, have to advocate for fair housing opportunities for all.
Yep. So what we can do is we'll put a link to that Fair Housing Act. If I can get that link from you, we'll put that link on the podcast so people can go and actually read up on what the act says. Okay.
Right. Or you could call Hope Fair Housing Center, 630-690-6500.
Wonderful. Folks, you are tuned into the Turning Point podcast. I'm your host, Muhammad Fahim. Guest today on the podcast is Evelyn Sanguinetti. She's running for the DuPage County Clerk position, and we'll be right back after a short break.
This is the Turning Point podcast. And folks, this is here for you. And one of the things that we love to address is what keeps you up at night. So please go ahead and either give us the question on our email at theturningpointpodcast.com, or give us a call and leave us a voicemail message at 312-866-7174. And Evelyn, thank you so much for being a part of this today. When we come back from the break, I wanted to ask you a quick question. I'll give you a second to think about it. What is it that you, if becoming the clerk for DuPage County, what is your main goal and objective for when you take office? Given that, we'll be back right after these messages. Folks, if you have that hankering to get that live music vibe, the Black Dog Vinyl Cafe has live music every weekend featuring new artists as well as established veterans. They're open every day of the week, well, with the exception of Mondays and Tuesdays. Come check out the Black Dog Vinyl Cafe, 16108 South Route 59 in Plainfield, Illinois. And folks, try to remember, there was a time back in the day.
Solar Power Midwest here to ask you a question. How many times have you been scared to open up your electric bill, and only to be shocked even more as the cost of electricity keep going up? Well, guess what? As one of our customers said, he and his wife were scared to open up their bills. Then they hired us to install solar. And now they love it because they only pay $14 a month hookup fee to their electric company. You have, for the first time, your choice to own your own electric power plant at your home or business. With Solar Power Midwest, we've been in business since 2001, making customers happy all over Illinois, as we are based in Illinois and here to help. All our representatives are ready for your call to 844-49-SOLAR. Again, that's 1-844-49-SOLAR, or you can check out our website at solarpowermidwest.com. We're here to help and show you how solar can enhance your life forever.
You know, it's been said that life is too short to drink cheap wine. What a better gift than a nice bottle of wine. Now, I know what you're thinking. When I give a gift of that special wine and that special occasion where it's used arises, how will they remember it was from me? Bob, the wine guy, has the answer. Bob, the wine guy, specializes in corporate gifts, wine tasting fundraisers, 19th hole golf tournament gifts, and business referral gifts. He's been celebrating over 25 years of matching wonderful people to their exquisite wines and spirits. When you give the gift of wine, your name or your company's name will be personalized, get this, right on the bottle. So on that special occasion, that lucky recipient will know exactly who helped to make it special. Bob the Wine Guy can be reached at 217-415-0966. That's 217-415-0966. Or check out his website at www.pouritagainsam.com.
Blue Fathoms Television, a new entertainment venue, is located on the Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV. Blue Fathoms TV is the place for vintage movies, television shows, and cartoons from a bygone era. You can also find us on the internet at www.blue6tv.com and on Facebook at Blue Fathoms Television. Enjoy Academy Award-winning films featuring legendary actors. So please stop by and catch our programming as we are always updating. Blue Fathoms Television on the Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Android TV platforms.
Welcome back to the Turning Point Podcast. Our guest today, and a very special guest, the ex-Lieutenant Governor of the state of Illinois, Evelyn Sanguinetti. Mr. Fahim.
So, Evelyn, before we took the break, Ken had a question about the DuPage County clerk position. And why are you running for that position? Why do you think it needs someone like you to come in?
Well, I handled a lot of matters when I was Lieutenant Governor. I actually ran a task force where we studied the consolidation of government at the local level, as well as doing away with unfunded mandates. And a lot of my recommendations became law. They were passed into law. One of my recommendations was to make government work for the people. So we pay high taxes in Illinois. That's no secret, right? We got a huge tax burden here. And so I had in my task force, collectively, we decided that in DuPage, it would be a good idea to streamline government and save taxpayer dollars by consolidating the election commission with the clerk's office.
Mm-hmm.
And so the incumbent ran the last election, and respectfully, it was a botched election. And there were big problems with it. It needed to travel through our court system. There was also an issue with issuing precinct maps in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. Our clerk failed to do that as well. And for me, you know, a lot of people say, well, Evelyn, you were a lieutenant governor in the state of Illinois, and you're an executive director in the largest and oldest fair housing center in all of Illinois. Why is the clerk's office so important? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the clerk's office is in charge of really important matters, but the most important matter is being in charge of the election commission. And once the people start losing faith and trust in our elections, there's a problem.
You know, so, you're so right on that point. I mean, you know that I am actually going to be running for the 8th congressional district, and March 14th was the date for the primary petitions to be submitted. Okay, I'm running as an independent in the general election in November, but till March 14th, the counties had really not come up with a list of registered voters in the redistricted districts. So how was a person supposed to collect petition signatures if there was no list of registered voters in the new district that was available?
There were issues across the board, no doubt about it, but it does not help. It does not help in any way when you have an incumbent clerk that brings all these issues. And then on top of that, the county clerk is the clerk of the DuPage County Board. And in that capacity, the clerk is supposed to show up to all the monthly county board meetings. In the last 2 years, the clerk has sent somebody in her stead, but she has not appeared there herself. And there are some very important decisions to be made by the clerk, and she should subject herself also to a question and answer process, not just to the board, but to the people who elected her. She's not shown up to a meeting in person in over 2 years. So I believe that this is very important. And so a lot of people say, why would you go from lieutenant governor to going for the clerk's position? And having come from a background like mine and everything that my parents went through to get here for freedoms and fair elections, I can't think of a better position to run for.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, elections are the fundamental, the bedrock of our democracy. And we need people who are really committed to making sure that the process goes smooth and there are no hiccups in the process. Otherwise, what we're doing is we're just beating around the bush and getting the same people get elected again and again and again. And they are supported by the same lobbyists and nothing is getting actually done for the betterment of our communities and our country. And it really pains me to see that we are actually lagging behind even some of the developing countries now, as far as education is concerned, as far as civic involvement is concerned. That needs to change.
Absolutely. Well, I cannot wait to be DuPage County Clerk so that I could clean the voter rolls, so that I could modernize the office by providing more online options, and by showing the people that I will be a full-time clerk that shows up to work.
Speaking of that, Evelyn, something which I want to bring up, collecting petition signatures to be on a ballot. Why can't we make that thing electronic? Why do we have to go still knock on doors? And, you know, especially in the pandemic period, people were not even opening doors, right? So if we can do everything from electronic banking to you name it, why not collecting petition signatures online? How can we make that happen?
Well, quite frankly, I enjoyed getting out there. I feel that by getting out there, talking to my neighbors, I actually had a lot of good results by standing in front of my local library. And yes, it was cold. And yes, I needed to go to Walgreens and get gel pens because the ink would freeze.
You're right.
And I had a problem articulating my words because it was so cold. But I guess that by getting out there and by talking to your neighbors and by discussing your philosophy of government with them and going through all of that to get on the ballot, I would have it no other way. I feel that by doing that, I let the voters know how important it is to me and how much I am willing to go through and put my family through to have somebody that really believes in that office.
Yep. No, I mean, we actually went knocking on doors and stuff. But my question was more in the sense, because of the pandemic, a lot of the people were really not open to letting us come in the door and talk to them. Why can't we do this electronically in the long run? I mean, we have people that can vote online now. You know, we can vote by mail. So petition signatures, I have a feeling that it keeps a lot of people from wanting to run for office. Can that process be made easier? I love talking to people, meeting people, knocking on doors, but isn't it time that we modernize that process?
Well, it's certainly something we could discuss at a later date, but for me, I want people to know that I am willing to go through the cold weather, and I am willing to go through through these challenges, because I believe that it lets voters know how bad I want this job. But, you know, it's a conversation that we could have at a later date. I mean, we know that many things are happening electronically more now. Uh-huh. And with COVID, we've learned to pivot and do things differently, raise funds electronically, do it virtually, have virtual meetings like the one we're having now. Uh-huh. So it's definitely something to discuss. But between you and I believe that there is a beauty in that struggle. And I want people to know that I will struggle to get those signatures, and that when I am clerk, I will work hard and engage in that struggle every day working for them.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear. That, see, people don't understand that it takes a lot to run for office. And a lot of us who try to get into public service are doing it for the service aspect of it. And the challenges are huge. Your opponents are coming at you from all angles, trying to find something to trip you over. Your petitions are getting challenged, okay? And your background is basically everybody is diving into finding out anything and everything that they can find to hang you up. Folks, it is not easy running for public office. And Evelyn, thank you so much for stepping up to the plate. You have done this in the past, and you're trying to do it again. And anything that we can bring out for you, do let me know. Final question for the day with us. What keeps you up at night?
Well, I told you about my three children and how amazing I think each and every one of the three of them are. I mean, they're just so incredibly different and fun and funny and conversational and kind, respectful people. And so what I would say, a lot of things keep me up at night, but, you know, my kids, when I leave this earth, I'm troubled by the fact that I'm first generation. And my parents were able to come here and work hard and live that American dream, right? If you persevere and you work hard enough in the United States, it's attainable. But what keeps me up at night is that for my children, the next generation, is that American dream attainable? When they get out of college these days, incredible debt. How could they pay that debt off? How could they pay that mortgage off? Things are getting more and more expensive. Mm-hmm. Going to the grocery store is very worrisome. Getting gas, what we're paying these days. And so I worry for my children, and I worry for their American dream.
Well, I think those are legitimate worries that every one of us have or should have. And on that note, let's wrap up the conversation. Folks, our guest on the Turning Point podcast is Evelyn Sanguinetti. She is running for the DuPage County Clerk position, and Evelyn is the first Latina to have been a lieutenant governor of any state in the country. And we were lucky to have her as our lieutenant governor for the state of Illinois. Any final words before we wrap up for the podcast today, Evelyn?
Well, you know, we've been through a very difficult last 2.5 years. And I think that my final words are the favorite words of Mr. Rogers. He'd always say, be kind. And be kind. That now, because there's a lot that's making us worry, but we need to be kind.
Thank you so much, Evelyn. And thank you very much for being a part of the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Evelyn, thanks again. It's been a wonderful time speaking with you, and I really appreciate you coming on. This has been the Turning Point podcast. Please Join us next week for another special guest. If you have a question and you want to say what keeps you up at night, again, don't forget to leave us that message at 312-866-7174, or you can always get our on a website at theturningpointpodcast.com. Until next time, have a great day.